Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, August 28th, 2025. And here are some of today's trends in the news. Remember, the trend is your friend. No magazine anywhere, any place does what we do. Nope. We give you the current events forming future trends. We give you our, this is what they're saying. This is our analysis. This is where we see it going. Nobody says that. And again, we cover the world. We just don't stay with what the prostitutes are reporting. So anyway, going on to the markets. Well, it was an almost happy day today. Yep. S&P 500, another record. Yep. As traders poured over NVIDIA's earning results. This is what they say in CNBC. And forecast investors largely looked at the numbers affirming the AI boom. Yep. The S&P, huh? Oh, you mean owned 88% of it is owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, America. Oh, yeah. Look at your cover of your Trends Journal. Fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. Trump wanting many more U.S. investments in big corps like Intel equals fascism. The merger of state and corporate power. Oh, and that's, by the way, the definition of Mussolini, the dictator over there in Italy. Why, how dare you call him a dictator? You must be an anti-Italian. Hey, got some. I'm a Napolitano. That's the kind of shit, by the way, when you come out against the scumbag, murderous, arrogant people running a country and come out against them, they call you an anti, like an anti-Semite, the hating genocide. And again, Gerald Celente is a warrior for the Prince of Peace. And we're having a Occupy Peace rally, Peace and Freedom, up here in Kingston, New York, on September 27th, on the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street. Go to Occupy Peace for more information. So far, Joe Loria from Consortium News, Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter. We're going to have others here. So please join us. And do what you can to support Occupy Peace, because I'm putting my money where my heart is, right? You don't get a penny from the billionaires, millionaires, or any heirs. So anyway, what else we got? NVIDIA, which makes up about 8% of the S&P 500. 8%. One fucking company owns 8% of the S&P 500. Again, this is overblown. It's summertime. The living is easy, and it's about to end. Yep. People are in a summer state of mind. They don't know how bad this is. What else do they say here? The stock initially saw declines, but came back by open. Is currently around 0.5% lower. Several semiconductor analysts became more bullish about NVIDIA. Other chip makers, blah, 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 blah. And then Thursday, the GDP in the United States grew 3% annualized in the second quarter. They estimated about 3%. So what's that going to do about the Fed lowering interest rates if the economy is going up? And now we're going to look at on Friday, tomorrow, what the inflation numbers are going to be. Brent crude, it went higher because U.S. President Donald Trump is not happy about Russia increasing its attacks against Ukraine. And he's not happy about that, but he seems very happy about the slaughter of the Palestinians and the pro-Gaza, the pro-Zionist regimes that we've had in the United States with Genocide Joe and that scumbag, arrogant bastard or bitch, I'm not sure, little Lindsey Graham, if he has a dick at all, called it a religious war. What the fuck am I involved in a religious war for? I'm an American. Are we the people? Screw you. I'm your politician. I'll tell you what to do. What are we the people? Again, I'm just a little stupid guinea from the Bronx. Who the fuck are you? Yeah, that's the attitude. Calling this shit a religious, what the fuck am I involved in a religious war for? I'm an American. Anyway, that's why I launched Occupy Peace. And all you people don't like my language, get the fuck out of here. Grow the fuck up. If you don't, if you're not angry about the slaughter of innocent people and stealing my money, you don't care if they steal yours to do it, I'm angry. And that's proper language, so grow the fuck up. Oh, remember, the Prince of Peace became violent. That's right, to drive the money changers out of the temple. Oh, you forgot that one? Yeah. Yeah, we had the cover of the Trends Journal. Let's see if I can find it here. Oh, here it is. Yep. Ba, 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 ba. So, what else?
Hey, I like that one, 24 hours, right? All right? Hey, hey, you vote for me, all right? You vote for me. 24 hours, I let the world, huh? Hey, now that I'm in, I'm going to let that world before I get inaugurated, right?
And how long did we say it was bullshit about these peace talks? I said it right away. Again, lied his way into office as a peace president. Can't say what I'll say because he may get me killed or arrested. Again, we said the peace talks are total bullshit, like the Venezuela's peace talks are total bullshit, and like the Israeli peace talks are total bullshit. Bitcoin's down a bit. About 112,000 coins, still very high. And gold went up, as it went on air, some 20 bucks at $3,416 an ounce. And your Trends Journal has been right on with this. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. They give you history before it happens. What else? This is from the Wall Street Journal. President escalates his bid to control the Fed. He's escalating his bid to control everything. He's total control, one thing after another. And again, he's going to control the Fed. Interest rates are going to go down, and inflation is going to go up, and gold prices will go higher as the dollar goes down because the dollar, the gold is dollar-based and becomes cheaper for other countries to buy. Trump puts, again, just talking about this because Trump escalates his bid to control. Trump puts wind industry in chaos. By the way, I'm totally opposed to this wind industry shit, and I agree with Trump 1,000% on it. It's total fucking stupid bullshit, kills flying animals, and if you live near, this is stupid fucking crap. But again, if we didn't put the hundreds of trillions of dollars into the military-industrial complex since the end of World War II, we'd have the science to have clean energy in a whole different world. Again, not my language. Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star president, supreme commander of the Allied Forces. The military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of sciences, sweat of labor, and the future of the children. So I totally support Trump with that. Eric Trump chronicles his path to crypto. Bro, isn't that something? Eric Trump, always a crypto bro. He says banks made him think. And anyway, Trump family signs $6 billion crypto.com token deal. All right, you got it. We said this was going to happen when he got elected. That's why we're bullish on these cryptocurrencies. Very simple. We've been bullish on them before for almost a decade. And now they're going to keep flying. Remember, Trump's in office, what, almost 8 months? That's it? You got another, 3 years and 4 months left? 5 months? 4 months. Whatever. Over 3 years. India braces for big tariffs. So I'm all in favor of tariffs. Again, people hate me for that because I want to bring manufacturing back because Slick Willie, every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad, took our jobs away. This was the T-shirt I did in 1992 when he ran for office. And remember, this is the way I think about all politicians, and you get your T-shirt by going to trendsjournal.com and go to shop. And that's it. You got it? Brought China into the World Trade Organization and sucked our jobs out manufacturing by bringing China, NAFTA, cheap Mexican labor. That's what caused me, man. One thing after another, cheap labor bringing them in. So I totally support tariffs, but this is bullshit. He's putting the 50% tariffs on India because they support Russia. So there's nothing to do with it. But it's bullshit. That's the name of the game. China pauses to triple high-end chip output as AI race with U.S. intensifies. This is an article from Financial Times. China chip makers are seeking to triple the country's total output of artificial intelligence next year. Beijing races the U.S. to develop the most advanced AI. Da 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 da. How long ago did we say this? Oh, only on January 28th of this year. And what did we warn a week later? Dot-com bust 2.0. The Chinese are going to take over. Again, going back to Slick Willie, before he brought China into the World Trade Organization, only 10% of Chinese 18-year-olds went to college. Today, nearly 70%. And the young people are AI addicted, and they are going to be leading the race. And high-tech addicted. China AI edict lifts profits at ComberCon to record high. Yep. AI begins to disrupt job hunters' prospects. Younger workers see rising competition in fields like software coding and translators. Again, every week in your Trends Journal, we have all the information you need about AI. Ben Davis, Joe Duran, whole AI sectors in your Trends Journal. It's the future. Love it, hate it or not. Yep. AI workers, you ready? In their 20s, rake in high salaries. This is from today's New York Times, the toilet paper record. What did I say going back to January? That the young people are AI addicted, and with almost 70% of the Chinese young people now going to college, they are going to lead the race. It's the numbers. And they ain't stupid people. And what else do we have here? Money being poured into AI is propping up real economy. That's what the toilet paper is saying. No, it's not. It's artificially propping it up. Again, you got to put the trends together. We are forecasting China's going to win the race. Yep. Here, you read down the article. Companies are promising even more spending, but their ability to deliver, this is what a guy noted, depends on whether their expectations are fulfilled. Most AI tools are not profitable currently, and they will have to generate huge cash flows over time for the tech companies to recoup their investments. You're going to see a dot-com bust. And what else do we have here? Hefty new tax credit prompts TV producers to return to California. Okay? Let's go back to the cover of this week's Trends Journal. The merger of state and corporate powers is fascism. You ready? California budget that doubles the amount of funding available to subsidize production shooting in the state. The second session of his Apple TV comedy, Stick, starring Owen Wilson as a former pro golfer, is one of the 22 television projects getting the first round of tax breaks. California officials, official pieces of shit, said on Wednesday, all told, the show will receive 40% credit. Can you imagine this fucking shit? A fucking cartoon crap, Hollywood propaganda, stupid fucking shit that you got to be a moron to waste your time watching. But they get tax breaks. Fuck you. And fuck you, Salenti. We'll take every penny you make. And if we don't, we'll send you to jail. Anyway, moving on. Reuters. Russian pounded Ukraine with deadly missiles and drone strikes early on Thursday. That's today. They say at least 21 people were killed. And the strikes did go on to say that U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg, Kellogg Frosted Flake, commented on X, the targets, not soldiers and weapons, but residential areas in Kyiv, blasting civilian trains. The EU and British Mission Council officers and innocent civilians. Hey, how about all the innocent civilians that are being slaughtered every day in Gaza? What do you got, lockjaw, Kellogg? Or you too many frosted flakes? What fucking bullshit? What fucking bullshit? Hey, they're bullshitters. What can I say? And they go on to write, the strike took place less than 2 weeks after Trump hosted President Vladimir Putin at a summit. Again, we said it was all bullshit. And then there's that Vandalion, another arrogant one over there. This is another grim reminder of what is at stake, she said. It shows that the Kremlin will stop at nothing to terrorize Ukraine. Blindly killing civilians and even targeting the European Union. Vandalion, how about Israel will stop at nothing to terrorize Palestinians? Why, you anti-Semite Salenti? All right? Where is the fucking outrage of this daily slaughter? But you got a bunch of shitheads running the show in a Vandalion country near you. Prime Minister Starmer, the little fucking shithead over there in the UK with an FAU and a C in it, considered the assault, which he said had damaged the British Council. Putin is killing children and civilians. Hey, fuckface, how come you're not saying Netanyahu is killing children and civilians? Why? Because I'm a piece of shit, Salenti, so shut the fuck up. What else? Israel says its troops will remain in Syria. Of course, we're the chosen people. We could steal and rob anywhere we want. Where's the outrage, Starmer, Vandalion, Kellogg boy? Pope calls for end to the war on Gaza. How about you call for the end? How about doing something to stop it? How about doing something? How about going there to stop it? Oh, I want an end to the war. Oh, may God end the war. Hey, do something, Godson. You ready? Australia says Iran directed series of attacks on Jewish targets. How about Australia says Israel has directed series of targets on Iran? No, we didn't say that. Rabbis emerge as growing voice of criticism of Israel's actions. Yep, it was in the New York Times yesterday. Rabbis from across the world are taking the unusual step of speaking out against the Israeli government conduct in the war on moral and religious grounds. Again, keep your religion to yourself. They're doing it on moral and religious grounds. Great. I do it on moral grounds. I don't care what religion you believe in. And this is the news, but they barely get covered. Every one of my Jewish friends is opposed to what's going on there. And again, and I thank the Jewish people that passed on in my life, Al Balot and Bert Feinstein, Jesse Reamer, Kenny Young, one after another, that was so kind in giving to me. Mr. and Mrs. Singer, Mr. and Mrs. Rosenblatt, Herbie Strauss, Harold York, one after another. So fuck your anti-Semitism shit and shove it up your ass. What else we got here? Oh, Australia, more fucking bullshit. You had a COVID war champions over there. Australia blames Iran for anti-Semitic attacks. Yeah. How about blaming Israel for anti-Palestinian attacks? Democratic Party discards resolutions on Israel and Gaza. Yep, this is from today. The Democratic Party's divisions over Israel and the war on Gaza were on messy display. They didn't do fucking shit. Empty fucking bullshit. And going on to the Ukraine war, Germany gives go-ahead for voluntary military service. Yep, you like World War I, Germany? Yeah, I like World War II. Oh, you only killed 25 million Russians in Operation Barbarossa. Keep that war going. Yep. That guy, Boris Pistorius, yeah, Pistorius, said Russian aggression behavior made the plan to recruit up to 40,000 teenagers a year essential. Again, disgusting. Ready? U.S. fortifies, this is from the Financial Times, ties with allies to counter China. A waste of fucking money. The United States hasn't won a war since World War II. Would not have won that one without the Russians. And now we're ramping up war against China. Now China only has the biggest navy in the world, but that doesn't count. Yep. More stupid shit. And the Seeking Bad Bullet. This is an article that just came out. Billionaires pay a lower tax rate than the rest of American taxpayers, new study finds. Goes back to your cover in Shen's Journal. It's fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. Trump's beautiful bill this time, his last tax bill the last time, enriches the rich. The facts are all there. It's in your Trends Journal. RFK Jr.'s MAHA agenda is shaking food industry. Kellogg buys Bayer Wade's attack on dyes and processed food. I totally support RFK Jr. for what he's doing on this. And again, just to make it 1,000% clear, the first book I worked on many years ago, back in the 1980s, was Natural Healing. And I try to do everything I can to stay in good shape and good health. I don't want to become an inmate in a nursing home. Again, I'm the same age as Trump. If I look like that cat, man, poof, I'm going to blow my brains out. Hey, look at my hands. Ooh, I've got all of those big swollen things on there. Yeah, and that's just for you, the politicians. Look at my hair. All right. FDA limits who can get COVID vaccine. Again, I totally support what Kennedy's doing on. Remember the COVID war? Everybody forgot it. The damage it's done is incalculable. Incalculable. And again, don't forget the COVID war. Before you jerk off, make sure you sanitize your hands. Don't forget to wear these masks. Remember the masks? Yeah. You remember these things? Everybody wearing them? And the mask that said, let's see, where is it here? These masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection, but you better wear them and stand 6 feet apart. Inside, outside, because the wind blows exactly in straight feet, six straight lines, every 6 feet. Does it go up? Does it go down? And when you're walking up that aisle, go up that line. When you walk like that, remember the stupid fucking shit. Remember the stupid fucking shit that the masses followed. I'm so hated up here in Kingston for having a peace rally when everything was locked down. And I said to little Andy Cuomo, come over here and shut me down. That's right. What else? Finally, largest U.S. charity group cuts ties with firm linked to Democrats. America's largest charitable foundation has quietly ceased backing a nonprofit network closely associated with the Democratic Party and criticized by conservatives, a symbolically significant blow to a powerful player in liberal policies. The Gates Foundation. Oh, yeah, he's going away with Trump, right? Hey, Gates, how about a couple of million dollars for our peace movement? Hey, Musk, how about some $1 million for our peace movement? Oh, Warren Buffett's son, Peter Buffett, didn't give it. He's one of my tenants. Used to be at the Nobel Foundation. Not a penny for peace. Not a penny from peace from the billionaires. Just more money for me and fuck you. Yep. Again, it's your cover of our Trends Journal magazine. It's going that way with every way you can see it. The merger of state and corporate powers. Fascism. So thanks for tuning in, and see you soon. Have a happy Labor Day. Ciao, ciao.